to season one of the Animal Highlight. This first season of Animal Highlights is focused on animals in relation to the urban and has been extracted from season three of the Animal Turn podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about leopards. Enjoy. Welcome to the Animal Highlight. In both the last episode and this episode, leopards came up, so I thought I would focus a bit on them in this highlight. Now, you might not think of leopards as being urban animals, but they are. In fact, some of the highest concentrations of leopards in the world are found in and around Indian cities. I don't know if you've ever seen that footage, it's a couple of years old now, of a leopard stalking and hunting pigs on the outskirts of Bombay.
Just a few hundred yards from the city's edge, a leopard is searching for prey.
And you can see just near the leopard on pathway nearby a group of humans walking. It's unbelievable to see this footage of a leopard moving at night completely unseen through an urban landscape. And it's not just in Indian cities that you're going to find leopards. They've been spotted in and around urban areas across Asia and across Africa. Leopards have been spotted near Nairobi, Harare, and even Johannesburg. So this starts to raise some questions. Why are leopards being drawn to urban areas? What is it about urban areas and leopards that has this kind of connection? And one answer, of course, is that their habitats are being destroyed and they're having to get more innovative in terms of where and how they hunt. Another answer is that urban areas are thought to be and provide leopards with some opportunities for easy prey. And by easy prey, I'm talking here about free roaming or stray dogs. And lastly, something really interesting that I hadn't thought of before is that urban areas are thought to provide leopards with some sort of sound camouflage. They're really effective hunters and they're very good at moving and staying in the shadows and being unseen. And the city seems to provide them with a kind of noisy enough landscape that they're able to move through the city without being detected at all. And that's a really interesting idea. I hadn't thought of kind of the relationship between leopards and sound before. Another component or part of this is that out of all the big cats, leopards have the widest range. They're found in more countries than any of the other cats. I think it's 70 now. And they have the widest geographical range across Africa. But let's talk a bit about the animals themselves. So pound for pound, leopards are thought to be the strongest animal in the world. They can carry up to 3 times their body weight into a tree. They have vision that is substantially better than ours. I found a statistic that said it was 7 times better than human vision. I don't know what that means. I'm trying to think through it. Like, what does 1 times better my vision look like? So, yeah, I don't quite understand that. But their eyesight is really, really powerful. So keep that in mind. And they have interesting sex lives. So leopards are fairly solitary. They like to stick to themselves and be alone. But when it comes time to have sex, males and females will pair up. And they will have sex every 15 minutes for up to 5 days. And then they'll go their separate ways. And the mum will have a 3-month gestation period, which is really quick. I was quite surprised by that, I got to say. So she'll be pregnant for 3 months. Cubs will be born. And then they will stay together for almost 2 years. And when the cubs are born, they're born with their eyes closed. And when they open, they're bright blue, actually. Until then, you know, things start to change. So leopards have really complex social lives that involve parenting, sex, killing, eating, and making homes in pretty distinctive places, including urban areas. I just want to throw one last, you know, little tidbit there in for you, that the word leopard is actually has etymological links to lion and panther. So leopard, lion, panther. So a leopard is a lion panther, which is pretty cool. If you're interested in learning more about urban leopard relations, you might want to check out the work of Nayanika Mathur and her recent book, Crooked Cats. All right, that's it. A huge thank you to Animals and Philosophy, Politics, Law and Ethics for sponsoring the Animal Turn podcast where these highlights were taken from. And another massive thank you to Christian Mentz for editing this episode. Thank you also goes to Rebecca Shen for designing the Animal Highlight logo and episode artwork. This is The Animal Highlight with me, Claudia Hürtenfelder.